I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. A Decatur mother is leading a national walkout to protest gun violence in schools. Claire Schechsnyder created the National Stop School Shootings Now group on Facebook after last week's shooting in Parkland, Florida that killed 17 people. In a Facebook Live post, she says the tragedy in Parkland motivated her.
I heard the same response, the same tired response from our president and from our elected officials. Thousands gathered for a candlelight vigil, but it's not doing anything.
Schechsnyder wants students and teachers all across the country to leave their classrooms with their arms raised as a sign of protest. She also wants students to lay their backpacks on the ground to symbolize those killed in shootings. The walkout is planned for March 14th at 10 a.m. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is recovering from surgery at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Mrs. Carter, who is 90 years old, had successful surgery yesterday to remove scar tissue from a portion of her small intestine. She's expected to remain hospitalized for several more days for rest and recovery. President Trump has chosen a Georgia sheriff and a former police chief to fill vacant U.S. Marshal posts in the state. The White House says Trump is nominating Monroe County Sheriff John Biddick for the position of U.S. Marshal for the Middle District of Georgia. Biddick has served as sheriff for 35 years and is past president of the National Sheriffs Association. David Lyons is Trump's pick to be the next U.S. Marshal for the Southern District of Georgia. Lyons recently retired after working as police chief in Garden City, Zebulon, and Woodstock. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.